This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go again to the WBEN Trocare College live line. And this time we bring aboard meteorologist Andy Parker. Why, you may ask? Well, Lisa Polizzi and I share the same view. Usually we have Andy on the program when things are going to go sideways in a big hurry. This time, I think we actually, through Andy, we'll find out some great news. Meteorologist Andy Parker, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom. It doesn't have to always be gloom and doom when we get together. This is great to bring this out. There is such a positive energy in Western New York right now. Everybody, no matter what you're doing, just appears to have more spring in their step today.
People are more spry. Is Granny spry? Yes. Today she is. So, what is the good news, Andy?
Hey, the good news is the sun is out across Western New York. Let me paint a picture. As I'm talking to you today, outside, not buried in the studio looking at screens, but actually outside in the weather, shorts and a t-shirt, standing on some snow that's left on the patio. But boy, what a day. Temperatures have crossed the 50-degree mark. If you wonder what is normal this time of year in March, 41 is what the average temperature is, and that's always built by temperatures that go above and below, but normally that's where we're at this time of year. So 50, anything in the 50s is really good. Now you throw 50s with sunshine, that's even better. A light breeze out there, that's the trifecta. And it looks like we might get to 70 tomorrow. Not everywhere, but there'll be some thermometers out there guaranteed that will ring in that 70-degree mark, and that will be the first time we've done that, Tom, since early November. I believe it's November 4th or November 6th. So what is that? November, December, December, January, February. Is that 4 months? That's not bad.
Well, it almost reminds me of the comedian who once said, I spent a month in Buffalo. I saw the sun once. But it's nice to hit 70, and maybe not as a birthday, perhaps. But well, it's better than the alternative, I guess. But yeah, 70 degrees. We haven't seen that in clearly months, which seem like eternities to me, being a warm weather guy. So you mentioned that 70 may happen. If it does happen, what are the greatest probability locations?
The lower elevation. So what's going to happen tomorrow? Right now, as I'm standing here, the wind is kind of coming from the west, rather light, maybe 5-10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, it's going to be about the same speed, but it's going to switch directions, come right out of a due south. So it rides up those ridges in the southern tier, and then it comes down into the lower elevation. So areas like East Aurora, Chestnut Ridge, Boston Hills, as that air comes up from the south and it travels down, as it drops in elevation, that adds a few more degrees. So I think anyone who's at a lower elevation from, let's call it Orchard Park, West Seneca, Blaisdell, all the way up into the North Towns, the lake is not as much of a factor on a southerly wind. That keeps our Canadian friends over in Point Abbineau and Crystal Beach and Fort Erie cooler. But on this side of the border, the southerly wind just kind of ushers in that warmth. And not only will we get close to 70 tomorrow, but we're going to do it with some sunshine and a light breeze. So back-to-back springtime fling here as we go through our Thursday and Friday. I wish I could say we're going to carry all of that into the weekend. We will carry the warmth into Saturday, and the first Ward Parade is going to go off without a hitch, I think. It's going to be a breezy day. It's going to be in the 60s, and then there may be a passing shower, but it is not a rainout by any means on Saturday. Sunday, for the Delaware Parade, that's going to be trickier. It's warm in the morning, 60s, before lunchtime. It's going to rain probably heavy at times, kind of windy as well, and then that's when the bottom drops out. Between lunch and dinner on Sunday, we're going to drop from the 60s to the 40s. You knew it wasn't going to last all the way to May, but still getting a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and half a Sunday run in the 50s and 60s is a pretty good stretch.
Okay, so I have to ask you the big macro question. It is this. The weather we've been seeing lately, is it a sucker hole? Is it simply the eye of the hurricane? Or is this going to be part of a larger trend toward more hospitable temperatures?
Well, let's go backwards a few days. I think when we look at this, you look at Monday and Tuesday, the center of March, mid-March, is going to have end up with more like a lamb than a lion. We had a cool one yesterday. We're going to ride this for a number of days. It's going to be cool on Monday, and then it warms again as we get to Tuesday and Wednesday. So middle of the month is much like a lamb here, and then around the 20th, we're not totally done with snow. This is a time of year where you start to see things popping out of the ground. I can see actually some of my early season flowers coming up through the soil. Those Ooh. Will get covered in snow between maybe the 19th to the 21st. Not a lot of it, but enough that some spots may get an inch or two. And then I think we'll return to what would be kind of less volatile, more normal, mid-40s for the last portion of the month. But this is a really nice spot right here. And incidentally, there's a bonus to my presence with you today. Would you like the bonus, Tom?
I'm always up for a bonus.
So tonight, because Western New York is blessed with these clear skies, there is a total lunar eclipse, first one that has been that has happened since, I think, 22. And Buffalo is going to have a full viewing, dead center on this thing. And unlike the solar eclipse that was eclipsed by clouds, this one should be visible. The problem is it doesn't happen middle of the day. It's going to happen in the middle of the night. It takes 6 hours for it to happen. It's much slower than the solar. It starts at around midnight, ends at 6 a.m. The total eclipse, where you can go out and see totality, the reddish hue, orange moon, that will happen from around 2:30 to 3:30 in the morning. So if it's your time of night where you wake to go use the restroom or walk around the house, or you just wake up, go out and take a look at the moon tonight. It'll be worth the peek, and it's not going to be frigid cold. Light breeze, temperatures in the 30s to near 40. Kind of a neat event.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Or maybe people can't sleep, which, you know, gives you something to do, I guess, instead of tossing and turning in bed. At what point, Andy, do you see the total eclipse of the heart taking place? Sorry, a little music reference. I couldn't help myself.
That's unpredictable.
You mentioned the early spring flowers, but you didn't offer us any specifics. Are you a tulip guy? Crocuses? Will you be tiptoeing through the tulips?
That's what I'm actually walking over to it right now, and it does look like some of the tulips are coming up. That's what I see first. I had those planted in line right there, and here they come poking up again, right next to the ice that still sits on a small pond that they're planted around.
We are joined by meteorologist Andy Parker on the WBEN Trocare College live line here on News Radio 930 WBEN AM. Andy, you mentioned the lake. Is ice fishing done for the year? Or at least until next winter?
Yes. At this point, yes. The ice has become too unstable. Just in the last few days, we went from 95% ice covered in late February. Now, yesterday, we were 33%. And it was not safe. You're finding that the ice has loosened. The easterly winds, we had southwesterly winds. It took Cleveland's ice and shoved it all to this end of the lake. Then we had some easterly breezes on Wednesday, which lowered the lake level. And then you had these ice clefts. So when the water lowered, you had these layers of ice that kind of just hung out. And then that all became unstable. It's been unstable for the past few days. So the ice on the lake is shifting, and unless you're extreme near shore, but anybody who's going to go out in any substantial depth would not want to do that at this point because that ice has rapidly weakened and become less stable.
Andy, you talked about the weekend and the fact that we are not going to have sunshiny days, a lot of clouds this weekend and some rain. I'm seeing in my forecast a chance of a Saturday thunderstorm. Does that mesh with what you're seeing in the future?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you're going to hear a lot about this on the national scale. Further south, it is one of the highest probabilities for tornadic activity that has ever been spit out by a computer model. What that means is the confidence is extremely high that someplace is going to get hit pretty hard, anywhere from northern Florida right up through Georgia, South Carolina, and there's a pretty big window where all eyes are trained down there. At this end of the system, any rain that we could get could spin up into a spring thunderstorm, but they're generally not as substantial up here this time of year, but we would be at the northern end of that. Again, Saturday doesn't look too bad. I think as we transition, as the cold air comes in on Sunday, that's usually a pretty volatile transition. I would expect at least some heavy downpours. If there's a few cracks of thunder in that process, that would not be a surprise either.
Andy, given the data points available to you, the probability of a tornado happening here in Western New York is what?
Tomorrow, that would be just about zero.
Okay, but when everybody else in the East Coast, you said, you know, kind of the northern end would be here.
Oh, for thunderstorms.
No, tornadoes, yeah. Tornadoes. That does not include us? I'm a little confused.
No, it does not include us. No, not for tornadic activity. That is well to the south, over the southeastern states, but it's all part of the same system. And we may see some showers on Saturday, and very limited up here, but not tornadic.
Outstanding. That was a me problem, not a you problem. Andy, thank you so much for your time. Always great talking to you, and it's so nice to have you on when we have some pleasant news to discuss. Yay!
Happy to be your ray of sunshine today, Tom.
And I must ask you, how do people be a part of your world?
Hey, anytime you want to check in on the weather, super easy. All you've got to do is send a quick text to 503-ANDY. That's 503-2639. Yeah, that's it. Got to remember my own number. Just text the word weather. You'll get something right back, or feel free to ask a question about the eclipse, the weather, or otherwise.
Isn't that so embarrassing, forgetting your own number or forgetting the number of somebody very close to you because all we do is just hit the screen now and we don't know phone numbers?
I do not. If I'm looking for your number, I do not know it by heart. I'd have to search your name exactly.
Andy, thanks a million. I appreciate it. Okay. Andy Parker, meteorologist of great renown and repute on News Radio 930 WBEN's Trocare College Live Line.